Prior healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event going on now with special promotion pricing on tractors and Commander Zero Turn mowers. Click on StLouisKubotaDealers.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, your 20% host, giving 100% of the effort. And Ian and Dan are here with me, too. Later on, Colin Jeffrey will be in to review The Purge, Anarchy. And I'm going to review Sex Tape, the new Cameron Diaz, Jason Segel movie. Bill Cleveland and Mike Evans will be along. We'll have Knuckleheads in the News. And the Harris Challenge all later this afternoon. Everybody okay? Ready to roll?
Yes.
We're ready. And okay. I think you sell yourself short. You give 110%, Paul.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Maybe one of these days I'll be your 21% host. we're not going to get deep into anything serious on this show because that's not what this show is about, and certainly not on Friday afternoons. But I do have to talk a little bit about this Malaysian Airlines flight. And how many times have I said that this year? We have to talk about this Malaysian Airlines flight. You know, first the one that too went many. Missing, 370 earlier this year. And they still haven't found it, right?
No.
No.
Are they still looking?
I think so. There was a span of time that it was going to be very difficult for them to do.
Yeah, from now on.
The search.
That was the span of time.
Yes.
When it was getting to wintertime there and the sea was going to get really rough and things are going to be difficult for them to send anything down to look.
But they're still looking. In some form or fashion, somebody doing that. And then yesterday, Malaysian Airlines Flight 17 gets shot down over Ukraine. Now, one of the first things that I wondered about is, in this day and age of technology, if you wanted to shoot at a plane, because in our everyday life, planes are going over our head all the time.
Yeah,
I mean, from Lambert, from Spirit, from the small local airports, you know, Creve Coeur, parks, wherever, there are planes in the air over our heads all the time. We don't pay attention to them. For the most part, you don't see them or hear them, particularly the ones that are at 35,000 feet, unless it's a perfectly clear day and you happen to be looking up and that's where it is. You wouldn't know they were overhead. So whoever it is who did this, whether it's the pro-Russia separatists, and I don't even know what that means, or whoever it is who shot them down, thought, well, how do they know which plane is overhead? I mean, were they targeting this? Were whoever it was that did it thinking, I'm going to shoot down a plane, or I'm going to shoot down that plane? So I looked online, and I didn't know this until today. Siri, on the iPhone, you can ask Siri, I'll ask right now, what planes are overhead right now? Hopefully you can hear us.
Let me have a look.
Wow. Let me have a look.
Here is what I found.
Here is what I found. And then on the screen, there's a chart. And I can tell you right now, there is a Southwest flight at 8,200 feet. It is a 737, 4 miles east-northeast of us, 23-degree up angle. There is an Aeromexico flight 687 at 38,000 feet, 17 degrees up at 26 miles south-southwest. And then it goes on and lists every other flight. There are some, I'm assuming from some of these that they are, you know, private jets or corporate jets or whatever. And it's got the tail number, the identifying number, right, and what angle they're at and how high they are and what kind of plane they are, a Learjet 60 or a Bombardier Challenger 300 or whatever it is. That's available as part of the Siri service on iPhone.
That's amazing, for one. And for two, why do you need to know all
that? Exactly? That's my next question. Who is waking up in the morning going, I got a busy day today. Wonder who's flying over me.
Yeah. Who besides air traffic controllers needs to know these things?
Well, who was it at Apple who said, hey, you know what I found? Let's put that in Siri. And somebody else said, I have to have that. People will definitely want to know about that. And, of course, you know, there's a million things that Siri does, as does Google voice recognition software. A million, but we don't know what they are until somebody tells you about it. And so now I realize we're going to have an audience full of people who are going to go through their day saying, hey, I bet you I can tell you what planes are over us right now. But like Ian said, I don't know why you have that technology. Yeah. But maybe whoever it was who shot down MH17 did that. Then the other thing I wanted to know is, has there been an airline that has had as bad a year reputation-wise as Malaysian Airlines has in just the last 7 months?
No kidding.
How about ever? Yeah, what airline has ever had a worse year than this ever?
Well, I don't know about in 1 year, but I checked, and according to Wikipedia, between 1991 and 1994, U.S. Airways had six different accidents or incidents that involved either planes coming down or skidding off runways or whatever it is, and people dying or being hurt. Six of them in about a 3.5 year span.
The only thing that I can think is, for that Malaysian flight, maybe there was someone on that flight that they were targeting, and they didn't, you know.
And they used Siri to know when exactly that flight was overhead.
Yeah, and those people don't know. They have no regard for anyone, for any life or anything like that, and they're just shooting it down. That's the only thing I can think of.
I don't know. We do know that there were 100 AIDS researchers on the plane, including a guy who is probably considered one of the top AIDS researchers in the world. I want to make sure I get his name right. J-O-E-P, Jope, Jope Lang. This guy invented the HIV test and was most responsible for helping AIDS patients, particularly poor AIDS patients around the world, get some of the drugs that have helped them extend their lives. He and about 99 other AIDS researchers were on their way, I think, to Kuala Lumpur, where there was going to be a big conference about this, and now they're all dead, and as are the rest of the, was it 298 was the total number?
I think so, I just saw an article, too, an Australian woman whose brother was killed and the other...
Brother and sister-in-law!
And sister-in-law were killed in
MH370.
Right, the one that's never been found. And now just her stepdaughter was on this new flight.
Talk about a bad year. There's also a guy, a Dutch guy, who was getting on MH17 yesterday. But before he did, as he's in the terminal about to get on, he takes a picture of the plane and posts on Facebook, hey, if it should disappear, this is what the plane looks like. You know, a joke, because it's a Malaysian Airlines flight, and he realizes that. And his name is Cor Pan. He was going to a beach vacation in Malaysia. And, you know, he, of course, is one of the 298 dead on board there. You got to be careful what you put up on social media. Ian was telling me before we went on the air that the actor Jason Biggs got in trouble.
Of American Pie fame, yes.
And by the way, of what else fame?
Exactly. I think he's new...
Once you bang pastry in three sequels, that's it.
I think he's on the new Orange is the New Black. That's what I've heard. I don't watch the show.
I think you're right.
But yeah, he tweeted yesterday that after this happened, does anyone want to buy my Malaysian Airlines frequent flyer miles? Made that joke.
Okay.
And... Of course.
Wait a second. You just went, ooh, like that's incredibly tasteless.
I think so.
Incredibly or mildly? Be honest. Are you really offended?
Mildly tasteless.
Mildly.
No. Yeah, no, mildly. Exactly.
On a scale of 10, it's maybe a 2?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
but wait.
But of course, the pushback, like anything else, is this is the worst thing ever. How dare you say this? No. And so he was defending himself yesterday. He was doing a good job pushing back. It's a joke, people. Of course, I feel bad for the families, things like that. It's just a joke.
Yeah.
Stop being so sensitive. Exactly. And then, of course, he sleeps on it overnight.
And his publicist got involved, I guarantee
exactly.
you.
And today he comes out and says, I have now deleted the tweet. I realize now that it may have been insensitive to the families, and I apologize.
I'm not saying that it's a great joke in any way or that there's anything great about it.
No.
But we are just so hypersensitive about everything now.
I think it was too soon. I mean, the day
but,
after.
We were talking
about it's not a joke in 4 months.
Right. But, oh, and yeah. we were talking off the air. Who yesterday didn't think, oh my goodness, Malaysian Airlines again? Who didn't? That's the first thing that comes to your mind.
Right.
And so, I mean, it's an easy joke to come up with. I don't know.
I don't know either. I was watching a newscast earlier today, and they had a reporter at the airport in Amsterdam where I keep wanting to say MH370 because I said it for days on end earlier this year. But the airport in Amsterdam where MH17 took off from yesterday and, of course, never got to Kuala Lumpur. Well, they're back there today. And the reporters were interviewing people who were getting on today's flight 17 because, you know, the same flight number goes every day. The flight number doesn't go for that particular plane. It's not like, well, that plane's down. We're never going to have a flight 17 again. Although I think some airlines have done that in the past. In this case, it's the next day. So the reporter, this woman is asking people at the airport who are on that flight. They're lined up to get onto that flight, and she's asking them, you know, did you have any second thoughts about getting on board? Well, yes, absolutely we did, you know, which, by the way, would be completely normal. I mean, in the end, these people obviously all came to the conclusion that I think I would come to, which is, well, it's not going to happen on the same flight 2 days in a row. As long as everybody's now flying around Ukraine, which they apparently are, unless the pilot says to the co-pilot, let's go for the Crimea shortcut.
Yes.
Getting on board that plane today, I mean, it's flown and we haven't heard any incidents about it today. But my next thought was the people who are really concerned about this, who are worried about getting on board that plane, they're not at the airport.
Yeah.
They didn't go to the airport and then wait for a reporter to come up and ask them.
I hadn't even thought about it until you asked me. Oh, my goodness. Of course, I'm not going to get on it now.
Can you imagine if you had been on vacation in Amsterdam and you were kind of in a self-imposed media blackout? I do this when I go on vacation sometimes. You know, a day will go by and I don't really know what's happening in the world. I'm not paying attention to the news. I'm too busy having a good time. And then you get to the airport. Oh, okay, vacation's over. Boy, that sucks. And then somebody comes up, a reporter. Are you getting on the doomed airplane the next day? What? what are you talking about? Could absolutely happen. And by the way, if you're offended by anything that we have said here today, please tweet Jason Biggs and let him know. And one last thing I have to mention about this. And then I promise we'll move on to other things. Isn't it amazing that there is video of the plane crashing to the ground?
Yes.
This is proof that you cannot have anything go on in the world anymore that somebody doesn't catch on video. Just what are the odds of somebody randomly shooting video, unless it's one of the terrorists or a friend of the terrorist or somebody who knew the terrorist who A, shot it down, and B, knew where it was going to come down out of the sky, which would be a very, very impressive piece of calculation, if you ask me. But just to randomly be pointing your phone camera at this place where that comes falling out of the sky.
That's not the first thing that comes to my mind if I see a plane falling from the sky.
Well, do you think that they did see a plane falling from the sky? Oh, get this on video.
Right.
Or were they just randomly shooting out there, wherever this was, in Ukraine?
Well, just, everybody has a camera within 5 seconds now. Right. I mean, everybody has a camera on them. Yes. So
that's why I say we're at the point now where nothing can. If you think that you're going to do something in secret somewhere in the world outside of your house and you don't think anybody's ever going to find out, you are crazy.
Yes.
Just absolutely crazy to think that that is never going to be caught on picture, on video. Or, and I'm not even talking about the NSA. I'm talking about some man or woman with a camera somewhere. And they capture this incredibly random event. You know, part of me is glad that people do that so that I get to see it.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, that's the only way we get to be exposed to that sort of stuff. So anybody, you guys have anything else that you want to say about this? I don't want to get into the politics of the Ukraine or that sort of stuff.
Just horrible.
Same reason I don't want to get into the politics of what's happening between Israel and Gaza right now. I had a friend of mine ask me yesterday, what's going on over there? I don't really understand what's going on. Here was my response. Have you paid attention to any of the news from that region of the world in the last 5,000 years? Same thing.
They all hate. Somebody hates this person. This person hates that person.
Yeah,
they all hate each other.
The footnote is, as ever.
Yes.
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 That's it. All right, we can take some phone calls here. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phones, *KTRS. I have a few other things I wanted to get to here today, and one of them was something that was sent to me by a listener by the name of Janet. Janet, thank you for emailing this. Paul@harrisonline.com is my email address. It's about the world's most extreme junk foods. Most of these are not homemade things. Most of these are things that have been made by commercial companies like KFC. Remember a couple of years ago they came out with something called the Double Down?
Oh, of course.
Which was a sandwich that had bacon and cheese and the Colonel's secret sauce in the middle, but instead of a bun, it had two breaded fried chicken fillets on the outside.
Absolutely.
All right, that would be one. Pizza Hut came out with this a couple of years ago, not in the U.S., which surprises me, only in the U.K. Only English stores had the hot dog stuffed pizza crusts.
Yes.
Now, why would you not bring that out in America, or did they and I missed it?
No, they didn't. Yeah, it did. It shocked me.
Why would you tell Britons, we think you're going to like hot dog stuffed pizza crust pizza, but not Americans? We would be your test market for that.
Exactly.
Before you took her to the world.
That's not too bad. It's almost like those pigs in a blanket.
That's right. In a pizza.
In a pizza, I know.
Pigs in a blanket in a pizza.
Pigs in a blanket in a pizza.
A couple of years ago, Friendly's, I haven't been in the Friendly's in a really long time, they came out with a burger that instead of just bread on the top and bottom, and that instead of just bread with cheese on it on top and bottom, instead the buns were two grilled cheese sandwiches.
Yes.
Jeez. Nice.
A grilled cheese sandwich, double decker with a burger in the middle.
That sounds pretty good.
In August 2010, Denny's came out with the fried cheese melt. Again, we're taking grilled cheese even to we're pushing the envelope on grilled cheese sandwiches. This was a grilled cheese sandwich stuffed with fried mozzarella sticks. And by the way, when you ordered that, you also got fries, because you didn't,
Absolutely.
Get enough grease in your body, and a side of a marinara for dipping.
And you were constipated for the next 3 or 4 days.
Oh, the Dunkin' Donuts glazed donut breakfast sandwich, which is a bacon and egg sandwich, but instead of being on donuts. A muffin or something, it's on glazed donuts. There was a guy, this was not commercially available, but a guy created a bacon bun burger. It's a burger, and the bun is made out of bacon strips. There's no bread involved at all. It's a bacon bun hamburger.
Perfect.
And then they get into some of the stuff that you get at state fairs. I don't remember what candy bar it was first. I think it was Snickers that was the first one to be deep fried. And then there were deep fried Oreos.
And Twinkies.
Twinkies, yes. Probably don't want to do deep fried M&Ms. They're just too hard to get out of the fryer.
Yeah.
Some of those guys are always going to bubble right over the side. The Florida State Fair has the first fried ice cream sandwich, which makes it sound, when I first saw that, I thought, they took an ice cream sandwich and they fried it. No.
No?
It's a bacon cheeseburger with ice cream on top of it that then is fried.
A bacon cheeseburger? with ice cream on it?
Yeah, that, and then a whole thing then is fried.
Oh, it doesn't. Well.
And then the best one ever, deep-fried butter.
Deep-fried
butter. And the woman who put this together in Mental Floss, Kate Erbland, she said, here's a quick test. If you wouldn't eat something if it weren't deep-fried, don't eat it if it is deep-fried. What's the last time you thought, I'm going to eat a whole stick of butter?
You know what? I don't know. I saw a story on this last year, and I don't know if they still do it. The Gateway Grizzlies, the ballpark over in Illinois.
Yeah, they did the Krispy Kreme
bun. And they would grill it, toast the Krispy Kreme and then put the burger on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if that sounds good or I don't know.
My stomach actually hurts just from talking about some of this stuff. It's like the guy we talked about, the two guys we talked about last week who went to that place, I think it was in England, and had that incredibly spicy burger. They each took one bite and both had to go to the hospital. Mm. It's amazing what we'll do to our bodies. Rich, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hello, I am in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, I'm in the mobile KTRS traffic center vehicle.
Okay, good.
I have an accident to report.
Oh, excellent.
Northbound 270, about a quarter to a half a mile north of the Olive exit.
Mm-hmm.
The two left-hand lanes are blocked. It would be about a three-car vehicle with three or four police cars and motorist assist and all that stuff there. And it's backed up at least to Highway 40, I-64, whatever you wish to call it. Maybe even farther than that.
I still call it Highway 40. I'm not falling for that MoDOT thing.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to cover our bases.
Okay.
It is backed up at least that far, if not farther. I took the exit to go west on 64, so I couldn't tell how far it is backed up, but it is at least backed up to Highway 40.
All right, Rich, very nice report. Now give us your standard reporter's out cue.
Okay, thank you very much, Paul. Back to you. This is Rich in the KTRS Mobile Traffic Center.
I appreciate that, Rich.
Traffic Center.
Have a great day. Now, should we go to Frank in the landbound traffic center?
We can. We can
see what else he has.
That was very detailed.
That was really, really good. Yeah, about a quarter to a half mile. More like 3/8 of a mile north of Olive. I like that. Frank Ladd is in the KTRS traffic center. What else do you have for us, Frank?
Frank got that detailed. It would take like 15 minutes.
Yeah, well, no, we don't have time for that.
No.
Go ahead, Frank.
Thanks, Paul. He did nail it, though. It is in between Olive and Page, blocking the two left lanes. You are backed up to Highway 64. Southbound 270 drivers are also slowing to take a look at the incident northbound on Highway 270. New crash reported westbound Highway 40 just east of 270. No reports of lane blockage, but emergency vehicles have been dispatched. They've just cleared a crash southbound 55 at Arsenal. That one's blocking the two right lanes. That has you backed up to about Highway 44. Couple stalls to be aware of. Westbound 44 at Grand on the right shoulder. Westbound Highway 70 at the Rock Road, also on the right shoulder. Heavy volume already starting to fill in. Westbound 64 between Hampstead and McCausland. Then Long Road out to the Boone Bridge. Westbound 70 before 64 and westbound 64 before Highway 70 starting to fill in as well. Folks approaching Wentzville headed out of town this afternoon. This update brought to you by Subway. Wake up to a Subway steak, egg white, and cheese flatbread breakfast sandwich. Tender steak blanketed with melty cheese and fresh toasted to perfection. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd, the Big 550, KTRS.
This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
Hello.
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 The Big 550.
Hi.
KTRS.
As the radio announcer for Missouri Baptist, I could tell you how the ER at MoBAP is quicker. But instead, let me introduce you to Walter.
Dear MoBAP, I had the occasion to visit your emergency room recently after I took a fall while cleaning out my gutters. I must say, I was impressed with the whole operation. I saw a triage nurse almost immediately upon my arrival. The doctors and nurses that followed were thorough and compassionate, and the calming, caring staff made my whole visit go smoothly. The entire department ran just like clockwork. But that's not what impressed me the most. You making sure I didn't miss my granddaughter's piano recital. That impressed me. Thanks, MoBAP.
The ER at Missouri Baptist. Faster, smarter, better, and quicker. Member BJC Healthcare.
Have you been thinking about creating your dream kitchen, bath, or addition? Call Home Solutions today and have their design team guide you towards an affordable solution to give you what you have been dreaming about for years. Take advantage of free granite or onyx while supplies last with new cabinetry for your kitchen or bath remodel. They feature a large selection of the most popular colors and styles of granite countertops while supplies last. Your new kitchen or bath will be designed to the last detail using their state-of-the-art 3D imagery so you can see everything before you order anything. Home Solutions design team is very professional, and they offer free designs and free estimates. Being fully accredited with the Better Business Bureau means you can trust your project with Home Solutions. Call Home Solutions today for your free design and estimate at 314-821-4949 or click homesolutionsstl.com or visit their design center on Manchester Road in De Pere, just 1/2 mile east of 270. Call today and ask how you can get free countertops for your kitchen or bath. 314-821-4949.
Are you looking for a new kitchen or bath? How would you like to only spend $5,000 on your brand new kitchen? Well, you can if you go to Affordable Kitchens and Baths. It's a division of Callier & Thompson, and it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen, which includes in-stock all-wood maple cabinetry, 2-centimeter granite countertops, and all stainless steel appliances. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths, and it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen. Now, where is it? It's in St. Peter's, 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94, between Kisker and Central School Road. Affordable Kitchens and Baths has great financing rates with any project. They have ding and dent appliances that can save you even more money if you're updating your kitchen. And in most cases, you'll never be able to see the ding or dent. They're located at 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94, between Kisker and Central School Road, a division of Callier & Thompson, so it's synonymous with quality. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our 4-day super sale, July 18th through the 21st. With 40% off our paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Schneidhorst has been serving the St. Louis area since 1917. While Schneidhorst is best known for its Bavarian atmosphere and German dishes, the restaurant continues to add new, lighter dishes, serving seafood and chicken entrees, and don't forget their great breakfast menu, too. Schneidhorst offers happy hour every day from 4:30 until 6 with great draft beer, wine, and appetizer specials. Schneidhorst also has an outside upper patio perfect for watching your favorite sports team. Visit Schneidhorst and Ledoux at the corner of Clayton and Lindbergh or at Schneidhorst.com.
Schnitzel, schnitzel!
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closets, kids' closets, pantries, home offices, laundry rooms, entertainment centers, even Murphy beds. 314-781-9000. St. Louis Closet Company. Call for a free in-home estimate.
One simple strategy could have the biggest impact on your income in retirement, the lifestyle you enjoy, and ultimately, how much you pass on to your kids. Learn what it is on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1, right here on 550 KTRS.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and you're welcome to be a part of the show as well. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, or most cell phones can get in at star KTRS as well. And let's go right back to the phones. Ray, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
First of all, I'm AM in the PM.
I like hearing that.
And you guys were talking about tracking aircraft earlier when you first came on the show.
Yeah, because I'm for people who may have missed it 20 minutes ago, I was amazed that if you have an iPhone with Siri on it, you can ask Siri what airplanes are overhead right now, and it tells you not only what flight number it is, but what kind of plane it is, how high up it is, and at what angle it is. If you wanted to know all those details, why would somebody want to know that, Ray?
Well, I fly for a living, and my kids are just totally amazed with airplanes. And when we're outside, they're like, I wonder where the airplane's going, or I wonder where it's coming from, or how fast it's going. And there's actually apps that you can get on your Android or iPhones or go on the Internet. One's called FlightAware.com. It'll bring up any aircraft in the air and in the world. You can click on that. It'll tell you what aircraft it is, what company, how fast they're going, where they're going, where they're coming from.
Oh, yeah. I've seen stuff like that for a long time, Flight Tracker, and sometimes the airlines themselves have those. If you go to their website or you download their app, you can track on that, just a simple flight status thing, and it will tell you that.
Right.
I remember like 10 years ago being able to sit here in the studio. My wife was away visiting her mom, and in the studio I was able to call up on my browser her plane, and it would actually, the graphic would show it as it approached St. Louis, and it would tell me, height and speed and all that stuff.
Yeah, you can see it moving right across the screen. And if you type in the tail number or the company it is on Google, you can actually listen to the pilots talking to air traffic control live time.
Wow. Just by Googling a flight, there's a link there to the audio?
Yep. If you Google the tail number that comes up on the screen, it will bring up a link, and then you can click on that and say they're coming into St. Louis, you can listen to that aircraft talking to approach control or ground control, whoever they're talking to at that time. You can hear the communications between the pilot and the air traffic controller.
Hey, Ray, I was going to ask, you being a pilot and everything, do you think that's a security issue?
Well, I'm not a pilot. I'm a paramedic for Air Medical Service, but it could be, I guess. But there's just so much going on in the world right now, with everybody watching aircraft and, terrorism and things like that. If you want to find the information out, it's out there. So.
I will admit that is very, very cool that you can do that. But like Dan, I wonder, why do we need to know that
information? Why does everybody need to know that?
Right. But, yeah, I mean, we just do it because, my kids are really interested in stuff like that, and it's kind of cool. They can sit down or be outside and say, hey, I wonder where that airplane is, and pull it up on your phone and there it is.
Yeah,
I can see where it can also be a safety concern.
All right, I'm glad you called, Ray. I hope
day and age, you just gotta watch. You can get whatever you want, it's out there, so
yeah.
But I appreciate you guys letting me come on and talk about it.
Thank you. I'm glad you called. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Here's Doug on the Big 550. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Thanks.
Hey, I'm a general aviation pilot, and the last guy was talking about, he said you can actually listen to the, listen to, like, if I'm out flying, you can listen to me, if you know my tail number, talking to the air, to the ATC. Is that?
That's what he said. Yeah.
That's for real, huh?
Well, I haven't verified it, but that's what he said.
Wow. That's kind of bizarre. Like you said, who needs to know this stuff?
Would it bother you as a pilot?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't have anybody out to get me, I think, but it just seems kind of odd. I don't think the general public needs to listen to that.
Well, I know that whenever there is any kind of air incident, there are at least a couple of websites that I've seen, and I cannot remember their names right now, that they have recordings of all of this air traffic control communication. I guess they're rolling and recording on everything all the time. I don't know.
Well,
they always have them in the TV reports. They're always playing that stuff back.
Well, I do know for a fact that, the FAA, each tower facility and radar facility, whether it be like Kansas City Center or Memphis Center, and all of the frequencies are recorded, and it's on a hard tape that is recycled. But, and it's just for that reason. If there's a problem, they can go back and listen to say, okay, what did we say to that person? Did they say back? Did they acknowledge us back? And all of that. I do know that they record everything that's said on the air. But it seems odd that, like you said, for a security reason, that would be open to just anybody to listen to, because that just seems kind of creepy to me.
Yeah, I'm looking here on Google, and there's one that's liveatc.net. It says live air traffic from their headsets to you.
Yeah, and some lady just called and said she didn't want to go on the air, but she has an app on her phone, and she loves listening to the different airports, and you can log into the different airports and listen to them talking to the planes.
So you could, let's say you could pull up Spirit Tower or Lambert or Parks or and just listen to whatever that tower frequency or that ground controller's doing.
Yeah, right. That's what she said. There's an app for that.
Oh, I gotta watch what I say from now on.
I'm looking at that Live ATC website right now. It's available on the App Store for iPhone, the Google Play Store, the Windows Store.
Wow. I guess you could go on there and have a radio show on the ATC frequency now.
Somebody call J.C. Corcoran. We have a way for him to get audience.
Oh, no. Please don't. He's been about on every other frequency. Might as well try that one.
There you go, Doug. I'm glad you called. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Of course, I didn't know until a couple of months ago, and Ian told me this, that there are fans. Well, I knew that there were fans of every radio show and certainly fans of this show, but there is a guy who puts up podcasts of this show online every day, right?
There is, yes.
Which we appreciate because
we've
actually had to use it as a resource when something happened technically and we needed a recording of something and we didn't have it. We could go back and do that.
And we don't know this guy.
No, he's not on the payroll at all. No affiliation with us other than he has two ears and can listen to us as we're doing the show. And I appreciate that, but I don't know why anybody would want to do it for the air traffic part of it, unless you're going to just go, well, listen to this. This is cool. Yeah. And then you find it, and after about 5 minutes, you're done because you realize it's the mundane talk of air traffic controllers and pilots.
Yeah, 90, we got what do we got?
Is there a way that you could actually dial up one of those?
I could.
On your computer there, and we could listen in?
I could.
All right. While you're doing that, I'm going to talk to Fred. Hi, Fred.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
I'm going to change the subject just a little bit. A little while back, you guys were talking about everybody has a cell phone camera now, and they're taking pictures of everything.
Yeah, because I was amazed that there's video of this MH17 crashing in the Ukraine yesterday after it was shot down.
Right, but I mean, it's like you walk into just about any restaurant, gas station, bar. Everybody has security cameras.
Yep.
But let the government put a pole up on a public street because they want to see, you know, maybe it's a high crime area and catch people committing crimes, and all of a sudden you're invading somebody's privacy? I'm confused.
Yeah.
I really am.
Yeah,
I think I'd rather catch the bad guy if I'm not doing anything wrong.
Yeah, you know, I have no problem with putting that up in public areas, you know, even if it's the video from an ATM machine or a red light camera or that sort of stuff. I have no problem with that. My problems with government privacy invasions come when it's stuff you're doing in private, whether it's online or anywhere else, and they're getting access to that. That I think we should all be concerned about.
I agree, but I know over in England and that, they have cameras all over. They're watching the streets all the time.
Yeah. Much more than we are, absolutely.
I don't get it. I'm sorry. That's just confusing to me.
Well,
it's okay to be recorded in a restaurant, in a bar, you know, and if somebody pulls out a camera to record you, but let the government put a pole up on a public street.
Well, those do exist. I mean, we have them here in the St. Louis area, and there are other cities, larger cities in particular, that have more trouble than we do. They have a lot of those everywhere. I think that they go up without a lot of public notice.
Well, I just know that people always used to complain that, you know, it was invasion of privacy. If you really want privacy, stay home.
Well, you can't claim invasion of privacy when you're outside of your house. Not all that much privacy there. But I get your point. I'm glad you called. Thanks.
Thanks. Bye.
Did you find something, Ian?
I did.
Okay.
Lambert here.
Yeah?
Right here.
We could just listen to the tower?
I think so.
Not a lot of traffic.
You know what? This is the flight.
4628 ground, runway 12 left, taxi via Charlie, Quebec, hold short of runway 12 right.
What?
Well, that's the other thing.
Quebec, for 12 left, hold short of 12 right. 4628.
I can't even understand what they're saying, can you?
No. Well, I know there's a lot of code involved.
A lot of airline lingo.
Yeah.
Not a lot of activity going on at Lambert right now?
Is there ever?
Yeah, there are flights coming in pretty constantly yeah. there.
Did you hear us talking about yesterday if you want to fly to Springfield or Branson from St. Louis?
There's not a tremendous amount of that. But again, what we just listened to for 15 seconds there, I couldn't take any more of that. I mean, to try to listen to that for any length of time. But again, I'm not an airline hobbyist. I'm not into that sort of thing.
There are a lot out there.
But I don't know why we need to have that publicly accessible so that people could listen in. And not that I'm not saying it should be stopped. I just don't understand it. I'm one of the few people on the radio who will actually say, I don't get it. I don't know. I don't understand that. And then we have the world's most intelligent radio audience, and people will explain it to me. 353 at the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
All right, let's see how the traffic looks right now. And he can even look at cameras, too, and see what the traffic's doing. Here's Frank Ladd.
I'm looking at one now and seeing a backup westbound on 64 from before Lindbergh all the way out to an accident at Ballas is blocking the two right lanes. It's westbound 64 at Ballas blocking the two right lanes. A little bit of good news. They've cleared that accident 270 northbound near Olive. That was north of Olive between Olive and Page, but you're still backed up northbound on 270 between 64 and the old incident scene. Southbound on 270 slowing as well. They were slowing to take a look. Now it's just residual between Page and Olive. Westbound on 64, you're on the brakes between Hampton and McCausland. Then again, could see some volume as well out in the valley between Long Road and the Boone Bridge. Got reports of an accident south Lindbergh at Lemay Ferry as well. And still adding, seeing a little extra volume now headed eastbound on Highway 64 towards the Poplar Street Bridge from about 6th Street or so, and residual delays downtown southbound on Highway 55 near Arsenal after an earlier accident. This update brought to you by Subway. It's avocado season at Subway. Add this rich, creamy superfood to any salad or sub, like the Subway Club with avocado. All avocado season long. Subway. Eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd, the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Kelly Jackson and ready for the weekend. Monday morning on McGraw Live, Senator Roy Blunt stops by the KTRS studio. St. Louis Post-Dispatch TV critic Gail Pennington live from the critics' meetings in Los Angeles. And David Stokes talks local politics. Plus, McGraw finds out all you've ever wanted to know about seafood. It's McGraw Live. Watch us starting at 6 a.m. on KTRS.com and listen to the Big 550 KTRS.
The best way to solve any problem is usually the simplest and most straightforward. After all, the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. That's why when your foundation starts cracking or sinking, you need PermaJack, the patented foundation stabilizing system. Steel piers are hydraulically driven to give your home a foundation it can stand on. A foundation that is solid as rock. PermaJack is the simple system. A small crew can install it in only a few days without major excavation or heavy equipment. PermaJack is the straightforward system. A small hole is dug next to your foundation wall. The PermaJack bracket is attached to the footing. A hydraulic pump forces a sturdy steel pier down into the earth as far as necessary, and the hole is refilled. PermaJack is the best system. Each pier is load tested under pressure to be certain your foundation is securely supported. There's no competition. Other systems just can't match the simplicity, reliability, and economy of PermaJack. The original PermaJack. Solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I have some important information for you regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Nearly 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines and will strive to find the financial solution that's best for you. To learn more, call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
The Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. They don't respect your ifs, they don't respect your ands, but they really respect your buts. Mm. Bob Seger, ladies and gentlemen.
Is that something you used at Top 40 Radio?
I played the fifth, Your Honor. my wife just sent me this an article about Toyota adding something to their minivans going forward. Apparently, the minivan market is stalling because people just aren't buying as many as they were before the Great Recession. So all these companies are looking for new things that they're adding to it, and Toyota is adding something they call Easy Speak, which they say, quote, will help parents so that they don't have to shout to passengers in the back. So it's a microphone that will amplify your voice to the kids in the back seat.
Whoa.
Right. Are we really at the point now where that part of our life needed technological assistance?
Yeah.
If you kids don't settle down back there, I'm going to pull this van over.
Well, you know what's funny about it is the parents who were yelling at the kids are now going to be yelling at the kids through a microphone.
Yeah.
You're still going to be raising your voice because the kids have gotten to annoyance level DEFCON 2, and you've got to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm raising my voice now for no reason, even though I'm talking into a microphone.
Well, the kids are going to need a microphone, too, to talk to the parents and say, hey, don't forget, I'm in the car.
It says the feature only works one way, so the kids can't talk back.
Oh. Right. Like a baby monitor.
Right. Find me kids who don't talk back.
Oh, wait, the kids are still going to talk back. They're just going to yell louder.
Says the feature is an option on the 2015 Sienna, which is being refreshed with a totally new interior. It also has an optional pull-down conversation mirror that lets drivers check on kids without turning around.
A pull-down conversation mirror?
What?
And you know what's going to happen? The moms are, the woman is going to be putting on, that's not a pull-down conversation mirror. That's a new makeup mirror.
That's a makeup assistance mirror.
Yes.
Makeup application assistance mirror. Have we gotten to the point now where we need technology so that we don't have to swivel our neck to talk to our kids in the back seat?
Yep.
Or, by the way, what adult doesn't already know how to use the rearview mirror for that? I mean, my dad was an expert. I'm surprised the rearview mirror didn't pop off there, the way he would pivot that thing back and forth. Because my brother and I would be in the back seat, and because we're brothers, we were always poking each other and biting. Stop that! Cut that out! And, you know, my dad would put his hand back between us.
Yes.
Anybody who touches his hand is going to die. Dad, if you don't put that hand on the wheel, we're all going to die. But he would pivot that rearview mirror back and forth.
Oh,
and look at me.
Oh,
Paul, you got that. Satan, you got that out. Over and over and over again. Well, we need the technology to fix that. KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News. I'm Aaron Katursky in Kiev, where they're bracing for an influx of families of those killed in the crash of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17. In the countryside, controlled by pro-Russian